Let us go to Washington, D.C. He is a beat writer. He covers the San Francisco Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. A good friend of ours. He was Rookie of the Year last year on the beat. Alex Pavlovich, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Very good. You're up and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, I actually never went to sleep, so I'm ready to go.
All right. What are you going to do today in Washington? Because the ball club is here. The Nationals home, are you going to go to a game or just sightsee?
I think I'm going to sightsee a little bit. I do probably have to sleep at some point, given that we have the White House tomorrow. But yeah, I don't know. I used to live here for 3 or 4 months, so I have some friends here. I'll catch up with some people and go see some of my old places.
Well, very good. All right, I'm interested. You know, we had Ron Wotus on today. Dwayne Kuiper and I talked about the White House visit yesterday on our talkback. From your perspective, now you say you've been to Washington before. Have you been to the White House before?
No, this is my first time inside the White House. So, I think it's going to be a cool thing for everybody. And there are guys on this team who didn't go last time. And first and foremost is Buster Posey. So, you know, it is something that regardless of how the season has gone, I think it's a cool thing for the team. And it's a reminder that they won a championship last year. And this is a group that's done this two of the last 3 years. And for me, obviously, it's a pretty big deal to go over there tomorrow. So I think it's a nice break for this team, and maybe it's something that gets them going. I don't know. They've had a lot of things. They've had a lot of things that they've tried to get them going with, and maybe this will be one where they look at it and go, hey, you know, we can play better at least. I don't know that they're going anywhere, but they can at least play a little bit better.
Yeah, they have to play better, and I think that's the most discouraging thing of 23-42, I think. In 65 games. That's a long time to be struggling as a ball club. Alex Pavlovich with us. Now, from the writer's perspective, and Ron and Dwayne explained standing on a stage and all that when they're back there and meeting the president, he shakes hands and all that. How do you do it? Where do you sit and or stand, and are you part of just the group in general?
You know, I have no idea. I've talked to Henry and Andy Baggerly and Chris Taft a little bit to try to get their impressions, but these things change over time and they change the next time you go. So I'm not sure exactly what the deal is. I think for me, it's the main focus is trying not to do something stupid and trying not to get noticed and making sure the Secret Service doesn't notice me. So I'll probably be sitting there quietly taking notes and tweeting and doing whatever is allowed.
Yeah, let me know where you are. In other words, if you're on the stage or not, or, you know, maybe the press has a special spot to the side where the press secretary comes and gives you handouts and all that kind of stuff. But I want to know about snacks. Do they have potato chips, M&Ms, sandwiches? You know, I want to know the really important stuff.
Well, you're coming to the right guy, so I'll send you some of those private text messages.
All right, and I hope there are no kids.
We'll get you all the info.
Yeah, I hope there are no kids around Henry to disturb him. That's the main thing.
Yeah, he has trouble with flights. I don't know about the White House. I think he should be okay.
All right. Alex Pavlovich with us on this Sunday morning. What's your general take on July 31st coming up? What do you think the ball club will do? Boy, we could do shows on this for days, and I guess we have. Well, what's your take on it as we get closer?
Yeah, I mean, you could talk about individual guys for half an hour, but I think to me it's... I still think my gut feeling is it's going to be a pretty quiet deadline for this group. I don't think they're going to move Tim Lincecum. I think his last start made that even more clear that there's, I'm not sure what the market is for him. And I don't think whatever they get, I don't think it would be enough to part with him in that way, especially right after he pitched a no hitter. So I don't think they're going to do that. I still, you know, if I had to bet money on it, I don't think they'll trade Hunter Pence just because I think, you know, there is interest in bringing him back. And that's something that, it's more difficult if you trade him, and also they can, you know, make that qualifying offer and kind of make it more interesting in free agency. I do think Javier Lopez is one guy whose name has been out there a little bit the last few days, and he, you know, amid everything else that's happened, Lopez has really had a phenomenal season. So I think he's a guy that could help a contender and could help somebody, you know, maybe in the American League, one of the teams that's battling at the top of the AL East, or maybe one of the teams in the NL Central. I think maybe that would make sense. But other than that, I mean, they've surprised us in the past, and they definitely surprised us last year with Pence. But if I had to kind of lean one way right now, I think it's going to be pretty quiet.
Yeah, I agree with you, because the aggressiveness of the last few years, it was a team that was going to win or could win. And you don't have the feeling with this team. You don't even want to say the word playoffs anymore when you're 11 games under 500 with under 60 to go. But, Alex, do you get the feeling that from the front office that this is one of those seasons you just say, boy, nothing went right, all the injuries to us. We still believe in the players. And if we can bring a core group back and maybe like a Pence or maybe even Lincecum with it, that we're going to do this again and try to do it again with these guys?
Yeah, I think you can look at some good signs. You know, Madison Bumgarner is an ace now, and you can look at other guys too. Brandon Crawford, who has entrenched himself over there. I think Brandon Belt's had a better season than most people give him credit for. I think he can still be a part of this group going forward, and obviously is still young and has a lot of room to grow. So I think you can take positives out of it, and you can, you know, kind of figure out where you have to get better. Obviously, they need to be healthier next year, and losing Angel Pagan turned out to be something that at the time was a big deal, and I think it's, you know, kind of the under-talked-about story of the season, just how big a deal that's been for him. And obviously losing Ryan Vogelsong for most of the year has been a huge hit for him. So I think they've figured out some places where they need to get more depth next year, and they need to find a way to bring more guys in here and make it more competitive in spring training. And you know, maybe not give away as many jobs as they did this year and as they did the last time they repeated. I think they need to bring more guys in here, and I think they will. You know, this was a good wake-up call for the organization, and I'm sure they're working right now on trying to figure out what to do next year, and I'm sure in the offseason they're going to go at it pretty aggressively.
Yeah, boy, it's going to be interesting. Interesting for with this coming Wednesday. I tend to agree with you on this thing, your complete analysis, but, boy, this winter – that is a challenge with some of these free agents to see what happens. Hey, Alex, thank you so much. I know you're tired, and have a good day, and I'm looking forward to following you on Twitter tomorrow, and I want to know the inside story of all the little things of the White House.
I'll figure out what we eat there.
Yeah, I want to know that, sandwiches, and, you know, how it all works, and where you are. I want to know that.
Well, you came to the right guy for the food, so okay. I'll give you a good report.
All right, I appreciate it. Alex, thanks so much, and I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich live from Washington, D.C. Nice to have him with us.